Hi everyone, I am Gülden from Turkey. I hope you enjoy everybody ESL.
Welcome to episode 92 of Everybody ESL, the podcast for everybody who wants to improve their English, practice their English, or just learn more English. My name is Ben, and I have a mini episode for you today where I am going to teach you about one English topic. You can subscribe to the Everybody ESL podcast at Apple Podcasts, on the Stitcher app, and wherever you find your podcasts. If you like Everybody ESL, leave it a good review so other people can find out about it too. And if you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for me, please send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. Okay, let's get on with this mini episode. For this episode, I want to teach you about a simple, common, and interesting expression. And the expression is, you're telling me. Now, when you hear me say that, you might wonder, what's so interesting about that? That doesn't sound interesting at all. I hope after I explain it to you a little bit, you will see what is interesting about it. Now, this expression is spelled youre telling me. You're telling me. Well, first of all, what does this expression really mean? It does not mean, you just told me something. We don't need a special way of telling people that they just told us something. No, what you're telling me means is something like, I'm surprised that you're telling me that, because I already know. Let me give you an example. You are in the middle of a long meeting at work, and one of your coworkers leans over to you and says, this meeting is so boring. You could answer, you're telling me. In other words, I'm surprised that you're telling me because I already know. After all, I'm sitting in the same long meeting that you are. I guess it's another way of saying, I'm the person you are talking to? You've decided to tell me this information? I'm surprised that you're telling me. That explanation leads to what I think is interesting about this expression. What's interesting to me is the stress or the intonation, the way the pitch of your voice changes when you use this expression. When we say, you're telling me, we always stress the word me. We always say, you're telling me. That's the only way you can use this expression to mean, I'm surprised that you're telling me this because I already know it. Or, I'm surprised you're telling me this because I think it's obvious. You're telling me. That's how you have to say it. So practice. Practice saying that. Do it right now. You're telling me. Did you do it? Did you practice? Well, you should. If you didn't do it then, you should do it later. I think this is a useful, common, and interesting expression. And I think it's one you should know how to use. And that's the end of episode 92 of Everybody ESL. Remember, if you have any questions about English, or if you have any comments or suggestions about the podcast, or if you'd like to record an introduction that I can use at the beginning of future episodes, the same way Gul'dan recorded the introduction you heard at the beginning of this episode, send an email to everybodyesl@gmail.com. I'll be back soon with another episode, and until then, keep going, keep practicing, and keep learning. Goodbye. I'll see you soon.